We have our wonderful presenters today from the Oahu Visitors Bureau. So we are very pleased to welcome Karishma Chowfin, the Director of Sales.
Hi, hello, Karishma. Everyone. It's nice and warm and sunny here in Hawaii on Oahu. I'd love to be with you all today. Aloha.
We can tell from your background. It looks great there. And then we also have joining us Colin Wood, who is the Account Director for the Hawaii Tourism Authority Canada team. Okay, so with that, I'm going to hand it over to Colin, and I'll pull up those slides here. Colin, take it away.
Awesome. Thank you. And as was said, aloha to all of you. I really do. I mean, Karishma and I, we both really appreciate you taking the time to join us today. And I know some of you will be watching this, which is great as well. We always love the opportunity to talk about a destination that we love and are passionate about. I feel like one of the luckiest people in the Canadian travel industry to be able to do what I do, representing this incredible destination. So what I'm going to just describe to you very quickly before we pass off to Karishma is about Hawaii Tourism Canada. So that's who I work for. My name is Colin Wood. You can see within this slide, we have an account manager. Some of you will have met Laura. She kind of travels the country, attends shows and events, and is involved in training sessions. And what we do as Hawaii Tourism Canada, we work for Vox International, but the destination that we're focused on is Hawaii. We do all the advertising, the TV campaigns, digital campaigns, social, you name it, the public relations in the Canadian market for Hawaii. Events, Aloha Canada, some of you may be familiar with that. Some of you may have attended these events in the past. This year, Vancouver, Toronto, Calgary, you can see the dates there. Big kind of trade mission that we bring across the country every year, super exciting, great educational opportunity. And as well, our mandate as Hawaii Tourism Canada is to encourage advisor destination training and education. That includes the Hawaii Destination Specialist Program. And you know what? There's a fair bit to this destination overall. So this Destination Specialist Program really does help. I mean, Karishma is going to give you some great intel in relation to Oahu specifically. Undersell the importance of the Destination Specialist Program. It's good and it's worth it. And additionally, we collaborate with Island Visitor Bureaus like Oahu, which is what we're going to do today. So moving on from here, Karishma actually asked if I would comment just briefly in relation to the airlift to Oahu, just to give you a sense of what we're looking at. What I've given you here is essentially the update for the winter season. So it gives you, some of it's indicated as year-round, but it gives you a sense of the lift between Air Canada and WestJet. We're just focusing on the domestic carriers for Hawaii. But you can see it's healthy. It's never going to be a concern in relation to getting your clients to Oahu. So that gives you a sense of it there. And again, I think you're getting a copy of this presentation if you wanted to refer back to this, but this is essentially the schedule that's been announced. Now, important resources. Just wanted to highlight this quickly. GoHawaii.com. That is the consumer website, but there's a wealth of information in there in relation to all the islands. It's got a ton of great stuff in there. I can't recommend it enough. So it's very helpful for advisors as much as it is for consumers. And then for advisors specifically, agents.gohawaii.com, maps, resources, island updates, destination specialist program information, festivals, events, da da da. It's all in there for you. So super helpful resources. And then my last little kind of my closing thought. So if I can leave you with one thought in relation to Hawaii overall, I love this little expression. Hawaii is where paradise goes for inspiration. I'm gonna let that sink in. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that a lovely thought right there? It's truly like nowhere else on earth. And the reason I wanted to just highlight that quickly is because there's what you know about Hawaii in relation to it being beautiful and warm and welcoming and offering incredible experiences. But I'll tell you what, some of you have heard this term malama that has been discussed for a few years, and it's crucially important. This is about the idea of caring for and protecting what's so special about this destination. We want everyone to be able to enjoy this in perpetuity. So this is about mindful travel. It's about seeking out the history and culture of the destination. It's about potentially volunteering. You may have heard that referred to before in relation to Hawaii. It's about supporting local businesses. And considering your client's footprint in relation to the visit that they're going to potentially make, this is important. This is good stuff. And this is what keeps everybody in Hawaii happy with the volume of tourists that come. There's a lot of tourists that go to Hawaii, and we want it to remain special and unique and everybody happy and on side with what we're doing. So I'm glad to see the hands coming up there for that one. And now I'm going to pass over to the amazing and incredibly knowledgeable Karishma.
Mahalo, Colin. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction to Canada, to Vox, to our Ohana at Hawaii Tourism Canada. And just with all of you today, I love my home and we love our Canadian visitors, especially, you know, our Canadian visitors, they're such mindful, thoughtful travelers. And that's really, as Colin shared in his last slide, that concept of ma'alama, to take care of, to protect, to preserve. It's not just a word here for us in Hawaii. It truly is a value system. So thank you, Colin, for sharing that with our wonderful travel advisors who are on this webinar today. I have a quick 20 minutes to share all that I love about my island home and leave a little bit out. So hopefully you all get a chance to come visit and explore. But I really hope through the course of this presentation, you get to see and hear about a side of Oahu, that these are gems, but these are gems that are on the beaten path. I get a lot of requests about, hey, what's off the beaten path? But we have gems that are truly on the beaten path. Support local, buy local, shop local, eat local, all the way to ma'alama, our growers, our products, our home. So let's dive right in and share with you some of those creative ideas for you to look at your itineraries on the island of Oahu a little thoughtfully. So once again, mahalo for joining us today. I am so thrilled to be sharing my beautiful Oahu with all of you. And we're just gonna do a quick refresher. I'm sure most of you on the call know this, but keep in mind, there are hundreds of islands within the Hawaiian island chain, but out of those hundreds of islands, there are only 6 islands that one can visit. And each of these islands are so unique and so special. And every island truly has its own flavor, its own personality. So keep that in mind when you're sharing the Hawaiian Islands with your clients. Again, as you go from north to south, you go from the oldest island to the youngest island, and the island of Oahu, we are the 2nd oldest island within the Hawaiian island chain. And as I mentioned a few minutes ago, each of our islands are so unique and so special. And it really becomes important for you, the travel advisor, to understand the personalities of each of our islands, right? And again, the island of Oahu, if I had you close your eyes and think of words that come to mind, when you think about the island of Oahu, words that are going to come to mind are words that you can use to describe to your clients, i.e. our brand pillars: energy, vibrant, contemporary, iconic, cosmopolitan. One key brand pillar that no island within the Hawaiian Islands has is a key brand pillar: town and country. The island of Oahu is truly a 2-island destination right on one. And we'll explore these little nuances, these little places on Oahu that really separate town and country to give your guests that 2-island experience right on one island. And one key word, of course, energy. Remember, we're not busy. We are energy, right? We're not hustle and bustle. It is vibrant. So keep those words in mind when you're using the island to describe to your clients. And just like each of our islands are so unique and so special, really becomes important for you, the travel advisor, to qualify your client to their island experience, right? Our visitors, yes, they want to lay out on the beach. Yes, they want to drink that fruity cocktail, but they want to engage with the destination. Shopping, dining, going out and enjoying those amazing culinary experiences that we have, our festivals and events, outdoor adventure, nature, historic landmarks. These are things that our visitors coming to Oahu want to experience and want to enjoy. And the beauty about Oahu, we are not a one-dimensional island experience. We are wonderful for your clients, your multi-generational family travelers, your romance seekers, your culinary enthusiasts, your history buffs. There really is something for everybody right here on the island of Oahu. So to summarize Oahu in one word, our brand essence: energizing. Even that jet fuel smells a little better, right? When you get off the airport from your aircraft, traveling in on Air Canada, that jet fuel smells a little better when you get into the airport. So keep that word in mind, our brand essence: energizing. And speaking about town and country, here on this map, you'll see just the little pocket on Oahu South Shore. You're all familiar with the Waikiki Resort area, Honolulu. That is considered town. Everything else on the island of Oahu is considered quote unquote country. And just like each of our islands is so unique and so special, no two sides to the island of Oahu looks the same, feels the same, has the same experiences, all right? And what we love about our Canadian visitors is they really get immersed in the destination and they have a very healthy length of stay. So mahalo for that. It really gets our visitors from Canada energized about getting to know the island and staying longer, getting to experience the depth of product that we have here. So keep in mind the island of Oahu, a little insider tip for you. We have the most amount of swimmable beaches in the entire state of Hawaii, over 180 kilometers of swimmable beach. What does it mean for you as a travel advisor? It becomes very important in the spirit of Malama to take care of, to preserve, to protect, is to refer your clients to beaches that are lifeguarded, right? Very, very important. Also important to refer your clients to beaches that are accessible and lifeguarded. That way, we're taking care of our communities, our neighborhoods. You know, we have people that are respecting the personal spaces of other people. And that's the other thing we love about our Canadian visitors. They're very mindful, respectful travelers. So just a gentle reminder, remind your clients to go to beaches that are accessible and that are lifeguarded. Also, in terms of hotel inventory, the island of Oahu has over 20,000 hotel rooms in inventory, the most amount of hotel rooms in the entire state of Hawaii. We have our boutique hotels, condominium properties, luxury brands, global brands, your historic product. There really is something for everybody right here on the island of Oahu. So let's jump in. We're going to get you some updates. We're going to get you some reminders. Of course, we're going to start on Oahu South Shore. We're going to start with town and then take you into country. The number one visited site on the island of Oahu are the Pearl Harbor Historic Sites. Now, keep in mind the Pearl Harbor Historic Sites. It's the Arizona, the Bofin, the brand new Pacific Fleet Submarine Museum that sits on the campus of the Bofin. It takes you on the World War II submarine journey right up until modern day times. You can go over, visit the Battleship Missouri where the peace treaty was signed, the Pearl Harbor Aviation Museum. There is so much to see and do and experience over at the Pearl Harbor Historic Sites. They have some wonderful self-guided audio tours. The visitor center is fantastic. And keep in mind, for your clients wanting to go out to the Arizona, you do need to take that ferry out there. And tickets for the ferry need to be purchased at recreation.gov. The ticket sales are handled by National Park Services. And National Park Services have opened up ticket sales about 8 weeks in advance of that visit. So keep checking recreation.gov for your clients' ticket sales. Now, across the way on Pearl Harbor, at the Pearl Harbor Aviation Museum, do not overlook this piece of history. They have some of the hangars that were attacked on that fateful day in December 7th. They have an aircraft simulator. They have lots to see and do and experience. Brand new, for the first time in history, the historic aircraft tower is open to the public. They have a small intimate tour called the Top of the Tower Tour. Advanced reservations are highly recommended. They're only taking six to seven people up at a time. So definitely recommend this to your clients. The tower has been under renovation for 10 plus years, and they put in over $10 million into making this accessible for our visitors. Now, truly, you all are selling some of the most beautiful beach destinations in the world. They all have beaches. They all have palm trees. What they do not have is a rich Hawaiian history, our rich culture. And one of the places I highly recommend you put on your client's itinerary is the Bernice Powahi Bishop Museum. This is the largest museum in the Pacific. It's fondly nicknamed the Smithsonian of the Pacific. So let's take a quick look at the Bishop Museum in Honolulu.
Bishop Museum has three anchor points that is at the heart of our mission. It is our collections, our research, and living culture. And we bring all of those things together in all of the things that we do.
The museum was founded in 1889, and Mr. Bishop, he understood that you could not understand people without understanding their environment.
What we do at the museums is actually foundational to studies of ecology, evolution, as well as conservation biology.
We hold the largest scientific library of the Pacific.
This library is a little snapshot of a much bigger library, the most important library on Earth, which is the Library of Biodiversity. It's such an intricate, interconnected web of biodiversity that humans depend on, that we need collections like this to serve as the reference for understanding what biodiversity is outside of the stuff we see right in front of us.
Really, the cultural component is a needed aspect that really brings the collections and research to life.
The whole point of preservation is to make it available. So that is information that people can get from Bishop Museum to continue to learn.
It's now that I have a chance to understand this at a different level, I can go and make, I can practice, and I can renew, revive, or revisit these things that were key to my community or still are.
Giving those opportunities for people to see physical representations of our forebears in the collections and bring those stories to life today is the true essence of living culture.
So definitely check out the Bishop Museum. It is such a treasure, another significant place on your client's itinerary to really get to know the history of Hawaii, our monarchy, our ali'i, is Iolani Palace in downtown Honolulu. Now, Iolani Palace was built by King Kalakaua in the 1800s to truly establish Hawaii's prestige globally. This was also where Queen Liliuokalani, our last reigning queen and monarch, was placed under house arrest during the overthrow of the Hawaiian monarchy. Today, you can go and do some fabulous self-guided audio tours at both Bishop Museum and Iolani Palace. My recommendation is do the guided tours with one of the guides or the docents. They're interactive, they're engaging. You can ask questions. So again, put these treasures on your client's itinerary. Now, thinking about getting creative with your itinerary, over at Iolani Palace on Friday afternoon, the Royal Hawaiian Band, which was commissioned by King Kamehameha III in the 1800s, this is the only band in the United States with a royal legacy. They are back to playing free concerts on Friday afternoon. So think about this. If your client's itineraries are flexible, send them down to Iolani Palace on a Friday afternoon, do that guided tour, and then sit under those giant monkey pod trees with the palace in the background, listening to the King's Band. You have just created such a wonderful memory for your client. Also in Honolulu, downtown Honolulu, we have a fabulous neighborhood, the Downtown Chinatown Arts District. This is the sixth oldest Chinatown in the United States. It's also on the National Register of Historic Places, one of my favorite neighborhoods to explore. On one side of Chinatown, you have this very traditional Chinatown, the dim sum shops, the open markets. What's really unique about our Chinatown, we also have our flower lei vendor shops on Mauna Kea Street. Maybe send your clients down to pick out a lei for that special someone or special occasion that they're celebrating. And that way they can do a lei exchange over at their dinner. Again, adding these very authentic experiences, but really a way to support local, buy local, explore our neighborhoods, right? A block over from this very traditional side of Chinatown, you have this very hip, happening, trendy Chinatown, boutiques, art galleries, the theater, lots of great craft cocktail bars, James Beard award-winning restaurants down there. Very, very vibrant. And as we continue our journey out of Chinatown, you get to the neighborhood of Kaka'ako, located about 10 to 15 minutes west of Waikiki. Again, very vibrant, lots of craft breweries, great boutiques, home to a fantastic farmers market on Saturday mornings, home to a wonderful retail and restaurant space called Salt at our Kaka'ako. This is over 65,000 square feet of mixed use retail and restaurant space, chef-driven restaurants, lots of great Made in Hawaii boutiques, Made in Hawaii festivals happening. One of my favorite places in Kaka'ako as well as Salt is Lonohana Estate Chocolate. What I love about Lonohana is actually they have some agricultural land up on Oahu's North Shore where they're growing cacao, harvesting it, bringing it to their factory in Kaka'ako. You can do some chocolate tasting tours, factory tours, but you can also visit their chocolate room at Salt Kaka'ako and buy some incredible chocolate. Again, boutique chocolater that is doing some award-winning chocolate right here on Oahu shores. And of course, we get to Waikiki needing no introduction. Get some of that water activity in, your surf lessons, outrigger canoe paddling, stand-up paddleboarding. And if you want a little bit more of a relaxed experience, check out the Vita Mia. She is a beautiful vessel. She was built in 1929 and recently restored to her original elegant. She is a 61-foot wooden yacht, and she has hosted amazing intimate experiences, including some celebrities to the likes of Louis Vuitton, Elizabeth Taylor, the Travoltas. She also served during World War II, and she was used by the Coast Guard to patrol San Francisco Bay. She came over to Hawaii, to Honolulu in the 60s. She is here available for some incredible sunset cruises, morning cruises, Friday firework night cruises, as well as available for your private charters. Blue Note Hawaii in Waikiki is another fantastic venue. This is a premier venue that showcases world-renowned musicians and artists. There are only 10 Blue Notes in the world, 3 in the United States, and one of those 3 is right here in Waikiki. So check that out for your clients wanting a little bit of entertainment. And what I am so thrilled about, you all might be very famous with this little company called Cirque du Soleil. They are coming to Oahu. They're going to be making their home at the Outrigger Waikiki Beachcomber. Their new show debuting in December is called Awana. Tickets are on sale now. Extremely thrilled to have Cirque du Soleil coming to our shores. Keep in mind, they are opening December 2024. This year, tickets are on sale now. Awana means to embark on a journey. So this is going to be their home hotel over at the Outrigger Beachcomber. They're building out a brand new theater. So definitely keep that in mind for your clients. If you're looking for some wonderful made in Hawaii products as gifts for your clients, check out the House of Mana Up. They have over 1,000 products at their retail shop here at the Royal Hawaiian Shopping Center in Waikiki. They are also able to ship products. So if you're doing pre-arrival welcome baskets, or you're wanting to send things to your clients, you can custom curate welcome baskets with a host of some wonderful made in Hawaii products and have those delivered to your clients. All right. So let's step out of town. Let's go into Oahu's countryside. We're going to get to the eastern shores of Oahu, the Windward Coast. Look at that. Lush, green, those two-lane coastal highways, beautiful botanical gardens, all of those images you conjure up of Hawaii in your mind, you get as you get to Oahu's countryside. Of course, the North Shore needing no introduction, charming little surf town, Hala'iwa, get your shave ice in, your garlic shrimp in. Definitely make a stop over at Waimea Valley. You may know it as a world-class botanical gardens. In addition to the botanical gardens, Waimea Valley is very culturally significant. This was home to our ancient Hawaiian high chiefs and high priests, a very sacred valley. Numerous cultural and archaeological sites have been discovered, restored. They're doing some fabulous tours through the valley. They just started their Kipa Hale behind the scenes tour. They also have a very unique luau. It's the Toa Luau. They're the only luau on Oahu that's doing a daytime seating. So this is great for your clients that might be on a schedule and may not want to be out too late. Hula Weekly, they have a fabulous farmers market on Thursdays and a host of other events through the year. So definitely check out Waimea Valley up on Oahu's North Shore. Gunstock Ranch is another one of my favorites. They're actually taking our clients out horseback riding, ATV riding. But in addition to all of that fabulous outdoor adventure, you can help in our restoration efforts by planting a native Hawaiian koa tree or a milo tree. The trees can be dedicated to a loved one or a special occasion. You can track your tree. It is just such a wonderful way to give back, but a wonderful way to see our island home. Up on Oahu's North Shore, we also have Little Plumeria Farms. I am so excited about this. This is a seasonal opening, only till October, all right? And they have just been opened. They've been named USA Today's brand new attraction. They're the largest collection of hybrid plumeria in the world. So let's take a look at Little Plumeria Farms on Oahu's North Shore.
And there's nothing small about Little Plumeria Farms on Oahu's North Shore. The 20-acre farm boasts the largest collection of rare hybrid plumerias in the world. It's been around for 50 years, but this is the first time it's open to the public. Kamakapili checked it out and has more.
If you love plumeria, you have to check this place out. You know, when you think of plumeria, you may just be more familiar with the simple yellow or the white, but here at Little Plumeria Farms, you don't just have multiple colors, but the scents that come with those, my gosh, you have rose to candy to lemon to grapes and other, just the list continues to go on and on. So to find out more about this amazing place, we're here with Clark Little, who's the second generation of Little Plumeria Farms. Thank you very much for taking the time.
Thanks.
You know, you've been open 50 years. Your father started this, you continue, and then now your son's part of it. But this is the first year you guys have opened tours to the public. Why only now, and how did this even start off in the first place?
Well, I think just for 50-year anniversary, it would be kind of cool to open up to the public and kind of share our passion with plumeria and educate people, you know, just of what we do. Because, I mean, plumeria is kind of iconic in Hawaii. I mean, you know, there's leis on the statues of King Kamehameha and other things. So, yeah, the plumeria is not a native, but it has a lot of history. I mean, if you go look at the statues of Duke Kahanamoku or King Kamehameha, what do they put on them? Plumeria. So there's a lot of history. It's an awesome flower. Everybody knows what a plumeria flower is, and it's just neat to be able to share it with people and see the smiles on everyone's faces.
Well, how has the tours been? I mean, this opened on May Day, so it's a couple weeks that you have had tours so far.
Yeah, I mean, we were nervous. You know, this is new for us, but man, to see the smiles on people's faces and the excitement, it's been really, really awesome. And just showing them how to plant the seeds and propagate and telling them, you know, ask all kinds of questions. How long does it take for them to flower? You know, what are the colors and the smells? And then we take them around and they trip out. I mean, it's really, really kind of feels good to be able to see all those people happy. And it's been a success for us.
So where can you smell the plumeria through the computer screens? I hope so, right? So check out these wonderful experiences. Now, in the spirit of Malama, something very important. If your clients are not staying on Oahu's North Shore, again, if they're not staying on Oahu's North Shore, please have them consider a Monday through Friday visit. This allows the local residents who live up on the North Shore to enjoy their beaches, their backyards, their shavai stop Saturday, Sunday, when they don't have much flexibility. This also, a Monday through Friday visit also allows the local businesses to have a steady source of income Monday through Friday. So if you can help us out with that, if your clients' itineraries are flexible, we would greatly appreciate it. Over in Central Oahu, we have Kohana Distillers. They are growing native Hawaiian varieties of sugarcane and distilling it into small batch agricole rum. So this is literally sugarcane juice, farm to bottle. You can do tasting tours, farm tours. They have some wonderful yummy bites you can eat, open for special events. And Kohana, a lot of our craft cocktail bars and chocolate makers are actually using their rum and their products. Now, I do want to share the Sustainable Tourism Association of Hawaii with you as a wonderful resource for some great eco-tour outfitters to get your clients off the beaten path by keeping them on the beaten path. So definitely check out the Sustainable Tourism Association of Hawaii. And in the spirit of Malama, managing and maintaining our natural resources and the beauty of the Hawaiian Islands, did want to share some quick updates with you in terms of reservation systems. For your clients wanting to hike up Le'ahi, the beautiful Le'ahi, nicknamed Diamond Head, online reservations are required. Reservations can only be made online. You cannot buy a ticket if you go up to Le'ahi, and they are opening up reservations 30 days in advance of the visit. Another very popular location that has gone ahead and implemented a reservation system in the spirit of preservation is Hanauma Bay Nature Preserve. Now, keep in mind, Hanauma Bay Marine Sanctuary Nature Preserve, they're only allowing 1,400 people a day. online reservations are required, and online reservations are opening up 48 hours in advance. So very, very important for you. For your hikers, please do refer them to the Na'alehele Hawaii Trail and Access System. This is the state of Hawaii's official trail system that shows you all of the legal permitted trails by intensity levels on the island of Oahu, but also across the other islands. Again, very, very important to travel mindfully, tread lightly, go into those areas that have already received human impact, right? Another great resource for your hikers is the Department of Land and Natural Resources Outer Spatial app, where your clients can download this app before they get on their hike, and agency staff can track our hikers even if they fall off GPS service. Of course, our farmers markets, a wonderful way to shop local, eat local, taste local, buy local. Definitely get your clients to a farmers market happening weekly throughout the island of Oahu. And our festivals and events, they're rich, they are beautiful, they are vibrant. GoHawaii.com/events is your best friend. On your screen, you just see our native Hawaiian signature festivals and events. On Oahu, we have over 100 festivals and events. We are smack dab in the middle of Aloha Festivals. So if you have clients coming to us on September the 21st this weekend, or September the 28th next weekend, we're at the tail end of Aloha Festivals. We have the beautiful Ho'olaulea block party, ending with the floral parade on the 28th. So have your clients check it out. For our foodies, the Food and Wine Festival, the largest culinary festival in the Pacific, is in November. Tickets are on sale. And with that, I'd just like to say a big, big, big mahalo nui.
No questions yet, but just some really great feedback here. And everyone is saying mahalo. So.
Oh, I am so appreciative.
Yeah.
I see some familiar names on this webinar, so thank you for joining. That makes my heart happy on this beautiful Wednesday.